The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's a famous poem called Don't Quit, which has these lines. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out. It's the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit.
Winners lose more than losers. If you stay in the game long enough, eventually it has to work. Two people go down the same journey. One says, if I get lost, I'm gonna turn around. They're never gonna get to the destination, because 100% they're gonna get lost. The other one says, if I get lost, I'm gonna learn and backtrack and keep moving forward. That person will eventually get to the end destination. And this person that turned around the first time they got lost is gonna see the other person that got to where they were going and go, what a lucky guy.
There's no such thing as winning and losing. It's either I win or I learn.
They call them growing pains for a reason. Growth comes from a deficiency between your current and desired, or your current and required. You need to be here and you're here, and that stretch hurts because you're inadequate. When you have those plateaus, it's been a year, it's been 2 years, it's been 3 years, right? It means that you haven't changed. You've behaved the same, and so you're getting the same outputs. And the change is painful. And sometimes the painful change means that you actually have to take two steps back, and your ego not only has to get hurt, but hurt even more, because you have to realize that you built your thing wrong. What do? Well, you either leave it there and stay perpetually under your potential because you weren't willing to confront the difficulty of the inconveniences that are going to come to you as a result of making the change that you know you need to make but aren't making.
Hey. You're not working your butt off hard enough. You're not trying hard enough. We all think we're trying hard, but what are you gauging that off of? I'm gonna tell you a difference in trying hard and trying hard. Trying hard is something in your mind just doesn't stop.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's
Boca Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Nothing great is going to come without you having to deal with what I call adversity and pain tolerance.
Real self-worth comes from doing hard things.
You must be able to deal with that. And the more understanding you have of what's causing you the pain and how you've dealt with it is going to determine how successful you will be in whatever you choose in life.
That your mind is designed to help you get what you want. You just have to be willing to believe it's possible.
The reality is that most people never do what they really want to do in life because they are afraid of what other people are going to say. You take what they say and you use it.
Loser is not an option with me. Not being successful is not an option. When you make not being successful, it's not an option for you, that's when your life is gonna change.
Where you are now is just a reflection of your past thoughts, your past thinking. So if you wanna change your future, you gotta change your thoughts now.
See, adversity is like the gym for your soul. It hurts, it's heavy, but it builds you up. Every time you wanted to quit, every time life tried to break you, you chose to stand tall. That's what makes you great. It's about the grind, the sleepless nights, the sacrifices, the prayers you whispered when nobody was watching. It's all about those moments when you could have folded, but you didn't. You see, the underdog story is the realest story there is.
I can probably guarantee 99.9% of the times you're gonna say, oh yeah, wish I'd started doing that sooner, right? You're never gonna regret something you really went after. Because at least you went after it, you know? If you never try, that's the things that people look back on and they say, oh man, nothing I can do now, right? The time is absolutely gone. There's no turning the back.
Talking about self-love, we keep talking about loving yourself, believing in yourself. That happens naturally when you go through something difficult. The point is, we've all done hard things, and self-worth and self-value comes from recognizing the hardship you've been through and the growth that you made during that time.
Champions aren't found on the podium with their hand up. No, champions are found in lab studies. The thousands of hours of hard work when no one's watching. That's what makes the will unstoppable. When you're near no one else's and you're pushing yourself harder than anybody with no one around. That right there, guys, is a spark that catches flames. Burns every fear down, guys. Some fear people use and it enables them, fear does. You know, it's a block to them. They're scared from it. They run from it. Fear, you know, shuts them down. For others, fear's a motivation. I feel fear now at CACLA, so I never had to feel it again.
Here's the thing. Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind. If you always dreamt about being a singer-songwriter and you never did it, you'll be haunted by that at the age of 70 because it's still right here, stored in the back of your mind. It's something that's meant for you, that's trying to call to you. You see, your dreams, you either pursue them or they fucking haunt you.
If I was around you for 24 hours, what would you actually say? Would it really say you're serious about growing what you're growing? Or would it say you're just interested in it? Success doesn't always depend on world-class talent. It's a small piece of it. You can learn how to be talented, I promise you. But it does depend on world-class consistency. You need to recognize that driven people always feel behind. They're always going to have doubt. They're always going to have chips on their shoulder. That's what makes us being great at what we do. It's not the affirmations. It's the fucking dark shit. It's the people that told us we were losers. It's the people that told us we were pieces of shit. And anybody who tells you different, they haven't achieved anything. Look at what they've achieved. It's probably a bunch of smoke and mirrors. Real motherfuckers remember all the dark shit. They take the dark shit and they put it into productive action to build the life that they want.
Try, bro. Try. Why don't you try? Go harder, bro. Work. Work. There's not even no pressure on a dream. It's a dream. There's pressure to feed your kids. There's pressure to pay rent. There's pressure to make sure that you don't get fired from your job. But a dream, though, all a dream is fake reality that you can make a real reality. That's all a dream is. So work it.
Because when you come from nothing, you appreciate everything. You hustle different. You love different. And you lead different. So today, I want you to do three things. Stay humble. Never forget where you came from. Stay hungry. Keep that fire in your soul. And stay true. Always be real with yourself and the world. Because the world don't need no more copies. It need originals. And trust me, ain't nobody else that can do what you do like you do.
You didn't fight through all of that just to stay silent. Someone out there needs what you've lived. The lessons you've bled for, the wisdom you've earned the hard way. You're not too broken. You're proof that it's possible. Perfection isn't what reaches people. Honesty does. Someone is waiting, not for the polished version of you, but for the real one. Say it. Show it. Let them know that they're not alone. You didn't come this far just to keep it to yourself.
People who don't have a sense of purpose, a mission, and don't have a consistent routine end up digging holes in their life. Gambling, overdrinking, too much television, things that slowly chip away at humanity. Things that people use to escape. And you're like, whoa, where'd this come from? It was the absence of purpose and it was the absence of routine. We need it. Otherwise, humans dig the holes in their lives too. No different than a German Shepherd would.
The most important thing is the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future. I think it's part of the life. It's like that. Who told you the opposites? They are not part of this world. So my opinion, if you want to achieve successful, it's the only way. So you're never going to be in a high level so many years. If you are not consistent more than other ones, if you don't do it at something more than other ones, you're never going to be number one like me.
I just beat me. This ain't about nobody else. I don't give about nobody else. I just beat me. If I can keep doing that, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that can make sense. I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to fucking beat, and that's me. I don't care about anybody else. I have no worry or gripe about the next man or woman's journey. If I can continue to outdo me from the day before, then I'm ahead.
Wake up, bro. It's halftime. That contract you signed at the beginning of the year is waiting to be completed. Here you are, about to start the third quarter. You just dropped a stinker in the first half. These the championship rounds, bro. This is where all that shit counts. And either you gonna show up and get that ring, get that trophy, get that dream that you've always wanted, or somebody else that signed that same contract is gonna get it before you. You okay with letting that happen? You okay with falling short again? Because I ain't. You told yourself this year was different. Stop talking, bro. Start doing. Halftime's over. It's your turn to win.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The greatest test that anything can withstand is time. Just give it time. It'll reveal itself.
Setbacks, problems, adversity, opposition, challenges are expected but never permanent. Like, I want you to pick up what I'm telling you, man. Setbacks, adversity, opposition, challenges, problems, it's to be expected.
When you're trying to do something hard, what your brain does is give you something else hard to do that's not quite as hard, so that you can feel justified in not doing the thing you're supposed to because you're doing something else useful. And if you give in to that temptation, which you often will, then it wins, and because it wins, it gets a little dopamine kick and it grows stronger. Anything you let win, the internal argument, grows.
How can you beat someone who cannot fucking quit? How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized?
Like, we all gonna go through something. Like, I love the quote that say, we all got problems. What makes us different is how we solve them. It's expected, but never permanent.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does.
One day you'll wake up and realize the potential you had, knowing you've chosen comfort over effort.
Fear is overcome. Hesitation is overcome. It's not overcome by motivation. It's overcome by discipline. I'm scared. I'm afraid. I'm nervous. I'm hesitant. I'm not sure if I want to do this. I'm second guessing. All those little things, they're just overridden by one thing and one thing only, discipline. And that's what it's going to take. That is the discipline.
When he lost courage, he would recite it, and it would give him what he needed to keep going. Out of the night that covers me black as the pit from pole to pole, I think whatever God there may be for my unconquerable soul, the fell collective circumstance, I have not cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of fate, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the shadow of the shade. Yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how punishment charged the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain, my soul.
What got me to this point was I was just the opposite of what I am today. I was that guy who ran away from absolutely everything that I got in front of me.
What pain have you gone through that has turned into suffering? It's the relationship where someone's unfaithful and you end a relationship that you thought was great. That is painful. But suffering is 3 years down the road and still saying, can't trust a man, can't trust a woman. It's the same thing when it comes to money. It's the same thing when it comes to business. What pain have you experienced in your past that you didn't process, that you didn't learn from, and now it's just this suffering mechanism that wakes you up, keeps you thinking, is when you're alone in your thoughts, it pops up. It's like, hey, suffering here. Let's spend some time together. It's like, no, screw you. I learned from that. I'm no longer suffering. Declare today, decide today that suffering will end. Pain is a part of our life. The more pain you have, that means the bigger you're playing the game. But we don't have to suffer. You have a choice.
Things are hard in life because this is the way that your soul evolves and grows. Think of it like a weight room. When I lift weights, and I lift weight that's easy for me, I'm not going to make any growth in my muscle. It won't. But when I start to lift things that are heavy, that are difficult, there's a lot of resistance, that's going to create tears in my muscle that eventually will start to grow back and it will develop muscle. I will increase my strength. Life is the same thing. The weight room is a microcosm of life. So I have to go through hard things. I have to go through things that put me under tension, that make me uncomfortable, that create resistance to ensure that my mind, that my soul will continue to evolve and grow. But just like with lifting weights, if it gets hard and I drop it, I let it down, I'm not going to get out of it what I could have gotten out of it. So instead, when times get hard, there may be times that you have to take a break, but do not give up.
It doesn't get any easier. Wins don't come easy. Wins are earned. The score matters. We live in the world where everybody thinks of, you know, hey, showing up is half the battle. No, showing up is none of the battle. It's none of the battle. If showing up is half the battle, you're so far away from winning and being limitless, you're never even going to get there.
So I know it might not seem this way, but life is so much more exciting when you're disciplined and working towards something. It doesn't have to be some huge life goal. It's anything that just gets you out of bed in the morning. Something that gives you a reason to want to chase each day. Because it feels good to improve, man. There's purpose for a change. I don't know you. I don't know your current situation, but I do know if you constantly feel lost and unmotivated in your life, it's because you haven't been in motion and objects at rest stay at rest.
The problem isn't that it's hard. The problem isn't that you're scared. The problem isn't that you want to give up. The problem is you thinking it's not supposed to be like this, because it is. These obstacles are the tests you must pass to become the person you want to be. They were in the terms and conditions you didn't know you signed when you started chasing this dream of yours. So embrace the struggle. Smile at the pain, because one day you'll look back on this time as the good old days.
The difference between the people that are achieving in life and don't achieve in life isn't really the potential, what they're born with, their gifts, or anything else, is their perseverance. Always showing up. Always giving themselves a chance. Getting out of bed, coming here in the morning. Going for it, or else sweep it. Put yourself in the opportunity to get that break. To give yourself a chance. At the end of the day, it's all you're willing to do. But the more you feel against the wall, something will eventually stick.
I just wanted to be a better version of myself, and I kept looking in the mirror and envisioning what I could look like. As long as you're alive and you're strong and you can keep pushing and you stay motivated and disciplined and just stick to the grind, and most importantly, you have a plan. As long as you work, you get there one day. Something that everyone lacks nowadays is just having the consistency and the will to stay on the path, you know.
It's not what you do, it's who you are.
Yeah.
It's not what's gonna get you there, it's what's gonna keep you there. Do what's right, not what's easy. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you do, it's who you are. Like how you operate, how you treat people, how you do things. It's not what you do, it's who you are, right? It's not what got you there, it's what's gonna keep you there. Do what's right, not what's easy, right? Just how you live your life. It's certain people that live life a certain type of way. And certain people that do things a certain type of way.
If you risk nothing, you risk everything. Risk is scary, but regret is terrifying. The safe harbor of success is an illusion. In life, your rewards rarely exceed your risks. Results, respect, resilience are all on the other side of risk. Be bold in the face of your fear. Never abandon. Take risks and take what's yours.
You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
You get all you have, you're gonna get max potential back. And then who knows what will come. That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl, if you don't show up. If you show up, you're putting yourself in a situation to create those opportunities.
Failures are a prerequisite to who we want to become. I cannot stress that enough. So sometimes something that seems to be a negative thing, seems to be a bad thing that is happening to us, or even a season of dormant, or even a season where we have to sit back and start to recalibrate, recoil the spring, so to speak, reconfigure where we're at. Sometimes that's right where we need to be.
Who are you? At the core of your soul. And if he can't answer that question, our conversation's over.
Every man becomes an infinitely more dangerous version of themselves the moment they realize they don't need anyone's approval or permission. Because there's no greater waste of time than defending your actions to people whose life you don't want.
Jump out of yourself and be the director. Be the director of this avatar. And then it just opens another perspective. Because in that moment, you just realize it's like a movie.
If you want to become champion, you have to sacrifice.
Starting point of great accomplishment is to dream big dreams. Number one, dream big dreams. Let your mind float free. All really exceptional men and women dream big dreams. They allow their minds to float. They think of what they could be and what they could do and what they really, really want.
There's how many doors will you go through or will you break down to get what you want? That is determination. Basically, the goal doesn't change. How you get there, you don't care about. You just care that you get there.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Get to have, with all that being said, what you just said there, is I have the ability to see the end before the beginning even begins. And what that means is I know that to get to the very end, I can see it right now. And that feeling that I was nowhere near that feeling, I was able to put myself there a million times every day. And that feeling of like, my God, that is going to feel fucking amazing. That's what made me suffer. That's what allowed the pain to be real and say, this is worth it. I want to feel for this f***ing next 18 months. It took me 18 f***ing months to finally become a Navy SEAL, to finally, you know, just get through butts. 18 months, it's 6 months, it took me 18. That's what woke me up every f***ing morning was, I'm gonna put myself through this much f***ing pain and suffering for a few seconds. That's all it is. A few seconds of joy. It's so f***ing worth it, man.
It sounds overplayed, but it doesn't make this any less true. If you want things to change, then you have to start changing the things you're doing. So many of us are stuck in a cycle of complaining about our current situation, desiring change, and knowing that changing something as small as even just a habit or two would be the remedy to all of our problems, but never being able to take that first step because it just seems too scary, even when the day-to-day current situation is absolute hell. Is it worth living that out for the next 40, 50, 60 years, or does it make more sense to sacrifice just 1 year?
That part of you that feels really broken right now is actually the part of you that is growing the most.
It hurts because it's changing.
If I'm running on a treadmill and I get to mile 9 and I get complete cramp in one of my legs, and I know I've told myself I'm going to run 10 kilometers today, he goes, I will have to limp the last mile, even if no one's watching, because I can't let the demons in. And if I let the demons in, they'll show up in the 11th round of a championship fight when there's 50,000 people watching me in the audience. And I know deep in my self story that I'm the type of person that quits when things get hard because I got off that treadmill at mile 9 when no one was watching. It would modify my self story. The commitments we keep to ourselves and what we do when no one's watching is the most persuasive evidence that governs everything we then do every day thereafter.
It's really hard to stay motivated when you're not seeing results. It's also the most important time to stay motivated, because if you stop, you'll never get the results. Because in some seasons of life, maintaining is winning.
And especially get away from the losers. Get away from the no-hopers. Get away from the negative people, because these people will drag you down as surely as an anchor would drag you down if it was tied to your leg. I say you have to ask yourself this question. Do you want to fulfill your potential as a human being or not? If you want to fulfill your potential as a human being, here's the fact. And I've spoken to thousands of people who've told me that coming to terms with this is one of the hardest things that they ever did. Because sometimes it means that you have to say goodbye to family, say goodbye to friends, say goodbye to relatives, say goodbye to relationships.
This is a hard journey. What you're doing is hard. Most people aren't doing it. In fact, 99% of people are not on the same path as you, that you're on the hardest path possible for your life. And that means that 99%, 99 out of 100, 9 out of 10 people that you interact with on a daily basis are not going to get it. They are not going to understand. They are not going to approve. They're going to be uncomfortable. They're going to hate you a little bit. They're going to talk. They're going to try to convince you to be like them. And you know what you have to do? You have to ignore it all. And you have to keep moving. And you have to remember that those people are those people for a reason, and you're you for a reason.
You have time, you have family, everything what you have to sacrifice. If you're not ready to sacrifice, you have to sit home. Patient, hard work, sacrifice. Like, without these things, doesn't matter how talented you are. You have to sacrifice everything what you have, you know, then you can become great champion.
If you're not failing at something, that means you've set your goals to pass, to succeed at everything you do, which means you're not setting your goals high enough.
The unwillingness to shake from what they believe to be true. And so the thing is that if someone can't disprove why what you think is possible, that you absolutely can hold on to that with white knuckles and say, no, we will figure it out, and you will tell me what obstacles are in the way, and one by one, we will dismantle them until all that is left is the goal. And so here's the tough reality that I had to realize, and I used to repeat this self, sometimes other people's dreams have to die in order for yours to live.
In some ways, I wish that I saw the world in less of a complex way. I wish that it was more, like, easy to me, whatever that even means. It should just be kind of, I wish I didn't think about things as much. I wish I didn't care about things as much. I wish I didn't worry. I wish I didn't have as much anxiety. Guess what? Like, you do. So how are you going to play the cards that you've been dealt? And that's a huge advantage to tons and tons and tons of ways, except for a couple. And the pains are very obvious, and all of the rewards are very hidden. So you need to go through. The only way out is to find them.
You think you're chasing a goal, but the goal is chasing the weak version of you. It's not about what you want. It's about what you're willing to give up to get there. Your excuses, your comfort, your craving for it to be easy. Every step forward is a burial of the quitter, of the complainer, of the one who said, maybe tomorrow. This journey doesn't ask who you are. It asks who you're willing to become.
We will never have a world that will always be peaceful. That one does not exist. We have to learn and take the world as it is. But because we cannot change the circumstances, the only thing that we think is in our hands and in our mind is the way how you are learning.
to adjust your view and perspective in such a way that it makes it more livable for you.
The worst piece of advice I've ever received is that good things come to those who wait. Good things don't come to those who wait. Good things come to those who act upon what they know through consistency and repetition. That's how good things happen. Things don't just fall on your lap. Blessings come through effort, dedication, and a lot of energy towards your goal and endeavor.
And you can beat 99% of people without being smarter or luckier, but by being willing to endure pain and uncertainty for longer. That's the path up the mountain.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
People go, what's your biggest fear in life?
You ever feel like nothing good was ever going to happen to you?
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate.
I have spent my whole life scared.
Fear is the path to the dark side.
If you didn't withdraw in fear from everything that life threw at you, who could you become?
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around.
Fear is an illness. If you catch it and you leave it untreated, it can consume you.
Fear wasn't real. He said it wasn't made of anything. It was just air.
Fear is not real.
Fear is my friend. Fear allows me to reach my highest potential.
There is no shame to admit that you're afraid.
Believe in yourself.
Never fear a storm.
Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure.
If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger.
Do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain.
You can either live your dreams or live your fears.
There's no courage without fear, and when I made peace with that, it changes everything in my life.
You learn things painfully. And when you learn something painfully, a part of you has to die. That's the pain. You know, when a dream is shattered, for example, a huge part of you that constituted that dream, maybe even the biological substrate of that dream, has to be stripped away and burned. And so, life is a constant process of death and rebirth. And to participate in that fully is to allow yourself to be redeemed by it.
What are the things that you fear that's been keeping you from living your dream? That's been keeping you from doing some things that you would like to do? Just think about those things. You must be willing to go forward and face your fears again and again and again. It's the difference between having a fear and the fear having you.
Bravery is not the absence of fear. Bravery is feeling fear and moving forward anyway.
The fear is never reaching your potential. Then always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man and you look back and go, God, I could have been great. It could have been great.
Winning never visits you in your daydreams. It sees you in your nightmares. The things that you come visit you in your nightmares, those things are real. Those are the things that you have to deal with. Those are the monsters underneath the bed. Those are the skeletons in the closet. Those are the things that you've put away. And some of the stuff that you've put away and you don't want to deal with is some of the best part of you.
Many, many fears is it that you are dealing with, but ultimately you conquer them. And then the outlook on the rest of the life looks different. It changes something inside of you. It changes the perspective, how you are looking at things, where you see other people, they are living in fear, but fear of nothing.
It's like you're not as good as you could be, so you let that part of you die. And if someone comes along and says, you know, there's some dead wood here, man, it needs to be burned off. You think, well, that stuff's still a bit alive. When that burns, it's going to hurt. It's like, yeah, well, no kidding. But maybe the thing that emerges in its place is something better.
Now, fear and courage tend to be habits that if you are afraid and you give in to the fear and you back away, it becomes a habit to back away whenever you're afraid or unsure. If you're afraid and you force yourself to confront the fear, it becomes a habit to confront the fear whenever you find something that you're afraid of. And you'll find that most fears disappear when you confront them. And most fears, fears of failure, fears of rejection, fears of loss, fears of pain, fears of limitation, fears of the loss of a relationship, fears of ill health, most of these fears disappear when you confront them head on.
That if I wanted to be the best person that I could be, that I needed to go where the fear is. Go where the fear is. Go where the fear is.
Everything that you ever wanted is on the other side of fear.
Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
Learn to dance in the rain.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. You got a dream, you got to protect it.
It starts with yourself, man. You got to start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You'll gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's going to be a false reality. And the second life gives you that challenge. All you want to do is go back to what gave you confidence is that happy spot. No, what gives you confidence? What gives you confidence not being afraid is overcoming the fear.
How do you overcome fear? And the first thing you've got to realize is that most of the fear that you have isn't a reality. It's just built up in your head. So what you need to do to overcome your fear is to go and face it, go and look at it, go on the attack, move towards it. That's what you need to do if you're afraid of something. Don't hide from it. The more you hide from it, the bigger it gets.
You know, we try so hard in our lives to fit in, yet the people we idolize are most are the ones that stand out. But when you're prepared, there is no fear. There is no fear of failure, okay? Because even if you've walked out of something and you feel like you failed at it, your preparation is so strong that you're going to take that failure and turn it into the outcome you desire.
You should be scared. You should be anxious. You should be worried. You should be concerned. You know what that means? That means you actually give a fuck about what you're trying to do.
I used to think that if you were really courageous, eventually you got to the point where you weren't afraid. I'm going to tell you something, that if you're not a little bit afraid, at least 3 or 4 nights a week, you're not trying hard enough. If you're not falling on your face over and over again, if you're not trembling when you go to sleep with your heart pounding, then what is happening is you're not trying hard enough. You're living too far within your potential. That all really successful people live on the outside edge of what they're capable of. And it's always a little bit scary on the outside edge because we all have feelings of uncertainty. We all have fears. We all have doubts that hold us back. But the brave person is simply the person who moves forward and keeps taking the chance.
You begin to trust yourself and put yourself in the situation where you have to make it happen. You will make it happen. I know that you've got greatness within you. I know that you have unlimited potential in you. I know that you have something to give to the universe. And what kind of gift could you give if fear wasn't an issue? And I'm saying, you can have fears, but don't surrender. Don't let your fears have you.
People only root for others at 2 times. When they're at the beginning of the race, 2nd when they finish. Neither is when you need it. So you have to master the middle. The boring, exhausting, soul-crushing middle. That's where the winning happens, on your own. People will only cheer for you as long as you can't beat them at the game they value most. Friendly reminder that every person who doubts you is right until they aren't. It's a bug, not a feature.
You have to disappear. Disappearing means doing the work. It means doing the work in the dark. It means building in private what you don't need to prove in public. It means doing the work when no one's watching. You stop worrying about what people think and start valuing what you believe.
We're all looking for this great mythical mental toughness. Mental toughness doesn't come from sitting on the couch. It doesn't come from wishing it would come true. It comes from putting in the work, and you have to start developing your mindset. Mindset is not developed by wishing. Mindset is developed by doing.
I'm not where I want to be, but I'm better than I was yesterday. Stop comparing yourself to others. Comparison will keep you stuck and rob you of your energy. The real competition, the individual you see when you look in the mirror. If you must compare, compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not who someone else is today. The goal is not perfection. It's 1% improvement. Wake up, be better, do better.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Brother, stay planted. You know, when you stay planted and you're really rooted in what you believe in, a tree stands tall through all 4 seasons. Through summer, fall, winter, and the spring comes back around and you grow again. So if you believe in what you're doing, is what you're meant to do, then keep your roots in the ground. And summer will be here, you'll flourish, have great years. Fall will come around, you look different, you're going through things, you look in the mirror, you may not recognize who you are, you're talking different, you're dressing different, and you might go through winter and lose everything. You might be in a season of depression. Every leaf falls off the tree in winter. But if you stay planted, spring comes around again, don't it? And what happens to a tree every year? When spring comes, you grow another ring, you get stronger. So the strongest trees in the world aren't in the toughest dirt. They're in the strongest winds. They stand tall.
Let me share something else with you, ladies and gentlemen. When you know within yourself that there's something you want to do, and I believe that all of us are born with a purpose, that all of us have something that we are supposed to do, that all of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness. And when you know that, you can feel it in your guts, and you know that you're deliberately operating below your potential, you've gotten comfortable, you stop expanding, you stop stretching, you stop challenging yourself. Let me share something else with you. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary.
The hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, you're going to feel uncomfortable because you're stepping from the known into the unknown. So some people would rather cling to their self-pity than take a chance and possibility. They'd rather tell the story of their past instead of telling the story of their future. They'd rather believe in their past instead of believe in their future.
What have you learned about how to deal with and overcome fear?
Go. Go. When all that fear that's in your head, all the what ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, they all disappear when you go. So just take action and start moving forward. That is the moment that can last a million years, is waiting to go.
And here's what's interesting about difficult. It's only difficult when it's unfamiliar, but the longer you deal with difficult, it becomes a new word, normal. So what used to be your darkest day is now just a Tuesday. Why? Because you got stronger. And so I just want you to know your past is proof that your future is bright, because I promise you, whatever is difficult in front of you, your personal growth hinges on how you see it. You might see it as difficult today, but it could become normal next week. And it all comes down to how you think about it.
There's going to be moments where you want to quit. There's going to be moments where nothing is working. There's going to be moments where you've had failure after f***ing failure after f***ing failure in a row, and you're wondering whether any of this was worth it, or if you have the chops, or whether you're capable of achieving what you want to achieve. There is no solution. I'm only here because I did everything I possibly could to just keep going.
The bar for excellence has never been so low. Most of your competition quits after the first sign of difficulty because they've never known what hard feels like. If it's hard for you, it's hard for everyone, and most people avoid hard things, which is why you can beat most people by just trying.
I think about greatness from this standpoint. Greatness is the most loneliest thing that you'll ever do, but it's the most consistent thing that you have to commit to, because that's what greatness is. Greatness is inspiring those that hope is lost. I'm gonna tell you the honest God and truth. You talking about greatness. Greatness, bro. Stacked on top of each other day after day, month after month, surgery after surgery, up after up, down after down. And boy, we persevere. Greatness ain't no one phase. Man, you know how many times I failed? Keep on living.
See, we all have some stuff that we've been given. And I don't think that it's optional for us to sit on what we have. See, if you're sitting on what you have, what you've been given, I think everybody's been given something to bring to the planet, that only you can do that. Only you can perform that. Only you can initiate that activity. And if you don't do that, if you're not filling in your life with your life work or your mission, then there are gaps in your life. And what we do when we're not living out our true identity, we begin to fill the gaps. We fill the holes with garbage. Worry, self-destructive behavior.
Just stop talking, because how many times have you told yourself that this is the time that's going to be different? That you're going to lock in, you're going to change this, you're going to change that. But look where you are. You're right where you started. And I mean, eventually this has to sicken you, does it not? You're going to tell yourself that you're going to do something, do it. You owe it to yourself. So like genuinely, you need to just shut up. Okay, and I say that with love. You need to shut up, put your head down, and do the work. Because at this stage in your journey, there's going to be a long period. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's going to be a long period where all you're doing is just putting your head down not talking to anyone, not telling everyone about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, and just doing the work.
Because the mind wants to have control over you. You need to have control over your own mind. Your mind's going to always guide you in a spot that wants to make you feel comfortable and nice and secure. And it's in those spots that there's no growth. Without friction, there's no growth. So that's what I constantly preach about. You have to get outside that comfort zone to find that every day of your life.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You can change your life in one decision. I can get drunk, drive in a car, and change my life forever, right? It can happen like that. But it can happen just like that the other way. It's just that the outcome's delayed. That's the only difference. You can change your life today in this moment by making these decisions, and your life path will have veered. You will have changed direction. Your tree of life will move. It's just that it takes time for that new direction to bear fruit. Whereas you can poison the fruit in a second. You can kill a tree real fast. You just can't grow one real fast. But it doesn't mean that if a seed's planted and you're watering it, it's not growing. It just takes a second to get above the surface.
You can't give up. You can't just resign yourself to it. You can't just say, that's just my life. I've just got to accept it. No, you've got to have some hope. Got to have a goal. You have to feel like there is some purpose to what I'm going through, and I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to aim for it. I'm going to have a goal. I'm going to have a purpose, and that will give you energy, and that will get you out of any rut that you're in, because a lot of the ruts and the feelings of inadequacy are created by the fact that you're not doing something. You're not active. You're not attempting things.
Lazy people don't know how to start. Weak people don't know how to finish. Successful people don't know how to stop. People demand success, but refuse to work weekends. People want opportunity, but won't talk to strangers. People claim ambition, but sleep in every day. We are the result of our actions, not our aspirations.
Outwork everybody. They watch, I work. They whisper, I work. They wait, I work. They wish, I work. They whine, I work. I outwork everybody.
You wanna know what fear is? Fear is thinking about what's gonna happen and the worst possible case scenarios that you're brewing up inside your own head of terrible outcomes. That's what fear is. It's thinking of things that haven't happened yet that could, might, potentially in some other world happen this time, but you don't know that yet. And instead of just taking action, you sit there and wait. And the best way to overcome that, the best way to overcome that fear is to go.
Go.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.